You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purzel. Continuing with an introduction to the new shows beginning this week, Monday through Thursday, there's Cincinnati Edition from 2 to 3 o'clock. And then at 3, it's the show The Takeaway, hosted by John Hockenberry, longtime journalist for NPR, ABC, NBC, and many others. He'll be on vacation, unfortunately, for the next 2 weeks. But before he departed, Marianne Zalesnik caught up with him last week for a conversation about the national news program produced in New York.
Hi, John. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So The Takeaway, a program we're going to be airing here very soon. I thought a good way to start today would just have you describe the show as you see it. What is The Takeaway?
Well, you know, The Takeaway's evolved. We started as a drive time alternative to Morning Edition with the two hosts, the idea that we were going to actively engage the audience as a part of the content of the program. We were going to be conversational, very live. I think, you know, the evolution has been very, very interesting because where we are today, you know, I think it reflects what we really got right almost from the beginning. And that was saying to the audience, be a part of this. Come into this conversation. Give us the stories, the pieces of information that you have that help us to understand how the entire nation is experiencing a particular news story. People responded immediately when we gave them that invitation. And I think it's one of the strongest features of the show. It's this kind of collaborative energy as we go through the news stories and interview newsmakers and talk to people and do the analysis of what's going on in the world. The listeners with us all along the way, either in texts, tweets, voice contributions, and, you know, some voice contributions become interviews because we love people's stories so much that we want to hear more about them. And I think that gives the show a dynamic quality that I think is very intuitive to public radio. And it's, you know, it's kind of a little surprising that we're new on this. I think it's, you know, we didn't invent anything, but, you know, it's an opportunity that I think has been out there for public radio for a long time.
Well, how do you intertwine all of that? You start out sort of talking about the news that you're covering, and then you bring in the tweets or the phone calls.
Well, I think, you know, in many ways, our model is an actual conversation where somebody's talking about something and people are listening and they go, oh, you know, I have something to say about that. And, you know, they weigh in and then maybe that changes the conversation. Maybe it becomes a debate. Maybe it becomes, oh, I never thought of it that way. It becomes a digression into some other place. And maybe the conversation just ends and then you move on to another place in the room where people are talking. I think, you know, that's kind of our image for the show. I mean, yes, we respond to the most important story of the day, so we have a lead. And yes, there are, you know, things that, you know, qualify as more features. But in all of that, we're trying to make an idea big enough that people have a way to respond, a way to contribute. And we weave all of that in because it happens as we're on the air. And, you know, we curate the contributions that come in and get them on the air as quick as we can.
Let's talk a little bit about the types of stories. You say you sort of start out with the big story of the day, but, and I think everyone knows what that is. Where do you go from there? What other types of stories can people expect to hear on The Takeaway?
I think what we really like to do is to start with the headline, the news story, assume that people have been updated with the basic information, whether it's the newscast that they hear at the top of the hour or whether it's through, you know, digital sources of information that people are getting on various platforms constantly, and really make a big idea out of it. Make a thoughtful, wow, the implications of this are what? And just go in a very provocative direction with the idea that, oh, you know, maybe I didn't think this was relevant, but maybe it is relevant to me. Maybe it does matter. It's not a news you can use model, really. It's much more of a, wow, what are the big implications of what's going on here? And by doing that, I think we bring more and more people in. And I think that's what we aim for. And when there's no real big news, what we try to do is create an intentional conversation that relates to lifestyle issues or trends that are going on in the world. You know, maybe we'll just concoct something completely by noticing two things that really make an interesting conversation from our perspective, combining two issues together. I think we, for instance, the UN came out with this refugee report the other day. 42 million people around the world are refugees. We thought, you know, that's a great report to talk about. But what about the voices of those 42 million? Where are they? And it turns out most of them aren't in refugee camps, which is a myth, you know, that people who aren't refugees carry with them, that, you know, people are in these orderly tent camps or in these chaotic tent camps. In fact, they're slumming with relatives or they're crammed into apartments dealing with the landlords who are trying to take advantage of a situation, whether we're talking about Syria and Jordan or Syria and Turkey, or, you know, refugees that have been basically floating around the world for decades. Let's hear from them. Let's get their voices on the air. Let's get listeners who understand stories like that. And, you know, we're putting together that story right now.
Let's talk a little bit about what you see as maybe some of the most poignant work you've done when you've involved people, or just as a story is evolving on the air. Can you give us an example of some other topics that you've covered that maybe veered off in a direction you weren't expecting and really even became more interesting?
Well, I think, you know, I do a daily show, and all of us who do daily shows, right, our memory is like
shot
2 hours. Yeah, exactly. Our long-term memory, what is that? Our short-term memory, we hold on to it, you know, like we're climbing up the side of a bathtub. But I think, yeah, in general, I think a lot of the conversations we've had with veterans, I think we made a commitment early in the beginning of this program back in 2008 that we wanted to hear from soldiers and families who are involved in the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. We thought the big idea in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan were the fact that we've got a divided society who are experiencing those wars in fundamentally different ways. Every time we bring families in, we bring actual veterans in, people who are like on their way to a deployment to talk about something as simple as Memorial Day or something as significant as, you know, David Petraeus's idea of counterinsurgency. Every time we do that, something surprising happens, something interesting happens, and it really gives us a much sharper focus of where America is right now, which is very, very different from casualty counts or reports from the field from journalists. You know, you're really getting a feel for how war divides a nation that's experiencing the war from one side. Yeah, Afghanistan is divided, Iraq is divided, but we have our sectarian issues here in the United States, and I think that's something we've been pretty good at.
Do you have fun too?
We have fun all the time. I mean, what we love to do is to make a big idea out of, like, where do you go on your summer vacation? Or make a fun idea about which song portrays American freedom the best, or which song, you know, describes what's going on with some news report of the day. You know, imagining the Supreme Court as a bunch of bickering intellectuals, right, who can't make up their mind and can only do 5-4 decisions. You know, we talk about what kinds of music portrays that sort of division and lack of, shall we say, consensus. And I think, you know, listeners love to respond and, you know, give us their playlists. And some of the most fun that we've had are, you know, people sharing their playlists that, you know, typify what's going on in the world at any given moment.
You do broadcast across the country, and the country is a diverse place. Can you tell me how the show is maybe perceived, or what you have learned about the country as a whole, even though you're sitting in New York City?
You know, I think what the takeaway community has offered, at least to me as someone who's been in public radio for a long time, it just, every time a new station comes on, a new community comes on, we get new contributions from people right away, and it becomes really, really interesting to see how Oklahoma, for instance, differs from Atlanta, differs from Florida, differs from Detroit in the way that they approach an issue. And sometimes it's a real predictable red state, blue state sort of thing, which is satisfying to see in its own way. But I love when it's really, really surprising, when someone from Oklahoma has a particular insight into an issue that you assume Oklahomans are going to think of in just one particular way. And, you know, that's true as Oregon has come on, as, you know, we're certainly going to have that experience when San Francisco joins the Takeaway family. And I think for all of the communities, including yours, that are coming on board, you know, we are continually gratified by just the diversity of voices. And public radio, of course, is a community that's prepared to, like, share And I think that whether it's, you know, pledge drive or opinions and stories, I think it all comes from the same place. And I think that has been really gratifying to see, you know, churned with the takeaway experience. And I mean, I'm just surprised at how strong and smart Americans are when they're really engaged on an issue and they really want to talk about it and not just, you know, harangue or, you know, stand and watch, you know, cable news, you know, retreat to the extremes. It once again is very, very comforting to be in the public radio community.
Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you. And welcome.
Marianne Zalesnik talking with John Hockenberry, host of The Takeaway, which you'll hear at 3 right after Cincinnati Edition. The Takeaway, though, John Hockenberry on vacation for the first couple of weeks he'll be on the air, so don't be surprised if you don't hear his voice at 3 today. Among the other programming changes coming to the weekends here on 91.7 and 88.5 is the addition of two new programs, one that is called the TED Radio Hour. We'll talk to Guy Raz about that in just a few minutes. But the other is Radiolab. And on the phone with me is one of the hosts of Radiolab, Jad Abumrad. Now, you may recognize his voice along with that of Robert Krolwich from some of our fundraising when you hear about oxytocin, and when you hear them so deliciously consuming some ramen noodles. So it's good to welcome Jad Abumrad to the Cincinnati Edition program. Good day, Jad.
Good day to you, Mark, and we're really excited to be on your fine station.
Well, you've been on there a little bit so far. We've aired some of your specials, but now Radiolab's gone to a full-blown series. Are you excited about how this has just taken off from your modest beginnings?
Yeah, well, I mean, not to give you the full backstory, because that would blow your time slot, but our beginnings were very, very modest. So all of this is a surprise. We're really excited. I mean, every new station that adds us, it just feels like a unexpected, you know.
Well, we've heard a little of your goofiness with the, well, not goofiness, I'm sorry. That sounds
I fully accept that word.
A little, you're fun, having fun with yeah. Robert. But tell folks who may not be familiar what Radiolab is.
It's always been a really hard program to describe. And if people are patient and they're interested in just sort of not having, being told about it, and some, I would say just listen to it and hopefully you'll catch a bit and it'll make sense immediately. But it is kind of It's two guys taking a sort of sonic joyride through the landscape of one idea over the course of an hour. And generally what we do is we will ask a question about the world, perhaps start with a scientist to see what they can tell us about this question, like what is time? You know, we go to a physicist and ask them, and the answers are quite surprising. And then you take what you learn there and you drag it out into the world, into just hearing stories about people experiencing time in different ways. You know, someone in a car crash and the way in which time slows down, and you understand their story and how it relates but and doesn't relate to the science. And then you learn about how Aristotle thought about time, and then it's sort of a whirlwind tour through one little idea that actually turns out to be quite big. And we do that every single hour. And Robert and I kind of, who are great friends, and we're friends before ever doing this, just sort of bicker and argue and confess to each other throughout the entire experience.
Yeah, indeed you do, and you do it so well too, Jad. So,
thank you.
And I was interested to find out that you actually studied creative writing and music composition at Oberlin College right here in Ohio.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, and Robert as well went to Oberlin, I think for history is what he was there for. 25 years earlier.
So he was there a little earlier than you were.
Yes, just a bit. I studied music there and then switched and added creative writing. And I turned out to be a post-Oberlin terrible at both, but somehow radio saved me because it was the sort of the intersection of the two. And so, you know, I mean, ultimately for me, I still feel like I'm a closeted musician. I write most of the music for the show. And Radiolab does feel, in some sense, still to me like a musical expression of a friendship, in a way. It's the regular beats and rhythms of my friendship with Robert, but then made musical, kind of amplified and scored so that it feels almost surrealistic.
That's a fascinating approach. I didn't consider it, but now that you mention that, from what I've heard, yes, that's indeed what you do. So, you talked about time there. What are some other fun shows that you've done recently, and maybe what can we look forward to in the future?
You know, recently we've been trying out, you know, initially I think we did a lot of reporting and storytelling about kind of where science and mystery bump into each other, or science and philosophy. Recently, we sort of expanded a tiny bit, and, you know, we just did a full hour on the ethics of prenatal, extremely premature babies, you know, like 23 weeks, sort of some fascinating ethical questions which touch on Roe v. Wade that come out of this one personal story. So we've been exploring that. We've explored a couple of some very fascinating Supreme Court cases. We just did a long scientific exploration of, like, the physiological benefits of being a good parent. Hmm. So what actually happens inside the body of your child when you are nice to that child? And the answers to that are completely fascinating. There's all kinds of chemical changes that happen. So we just did that. Let's see, what can I tease in terms of what we're working on now? We're doing a story about a town in Pikes County, Ohio, where within one family you'll have people who disagree about whether the family is black or white, how that becomes kind of a window into a very complicated racial history of this country. So we actually have a story that's local to you that we're working on. I'm actually working on it right at this moment. We'll be releasing that into broadcast, not for a while, but that's actually what I'll be doing.
Excellent stuff, and love to, you know, all the curious subjects you explore, and looking forward to exploring them with you.
Well, thanks so much, Mark. We are super excited to be on.
Radio Lab will start this Saturday at 3:00 here on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Radio Lab, hosted by Jad Abumrad, who I've been talking to, and Robert Krolwich. A conversation with Guy Raz of the TED Radio Hour, straight ahead on Cincinnati Edition. Some fireworks, and then something new. Working for the weekend. It's Monday, grinding back into the work week. You know you're already planning to do what you're going to do next weekend, aren't you? This is Cincinnati Edition on 88.5 WMUB and 91.7 WVXU.